Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
It's a cold one. Literally.
She's chilly.
It's like walking in snow.
Thank you. I was about to sing freeze, but any Jordan Sparks reference?
Darling, can we freeze?
No, I meant Jordan's freeze, but she's got, is it just dawning on me? She has two iconic songs about the cold weather.
Yeah.
Huh.
Cold freeze. As fire, baby.
The moment. Okay. Yep.
It's a cold one here on the East Coast.
It is. So thank you, Jordan Sparks, for providing the soundtrack to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 18 degrees.
Slay. Well, welcome back, everybody. We have some poll results from last week's episode that I wanted to read
yes,
on here.
This will be a shock to me. I did not see them myself, so it'll be a live reveal.
I always forget that we can do Spotify polls if you're listening on Spotify.
Yes.
And last week, we asked you, the audience, what you think about Dolby Atmos, because we kind of dragged her a bit.
In by her hair. In surround sound.
And 66% of you said you've never used it. 15% said flop, 19% said bot.
Okay.
Does that even add up?
I was just going to say, I feel like, well, you didn't go 19. In order of greatness. So more people say slay than flop.
Yeah. It's
but
like,
most people just haven't tried it.
Yeah.
Because they're Spotify girls. It is funny that we asked about Dolby Atmos on Spotify.
Oh, wait. So then obviously they wouldn't know about it because they're not. Oh, my God. Sometimes I think I'm a genius and other times I really shock myself with how stupid I am.
That is iconic.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of this Apple Music feature on Spotify?
Oh, my God. That it's only Apple Music. Oh, my God. Should I cut this out?
No, we have to leave this. That's brilliant.
I'm bright red right now. That is the dumbest thing. Oh, my fucking God. I really thought I did that.
What were your replay results on Apple Music? Vote here on Spotify.
Well, next time I will consult with my co-host before I upload the poll.
No, I love it. You should ask more things that are exclusive to other apps that are not the app we use.
Anyway, the Coachella lineup was announced this week.
Yes, the Coachella 2024 lineup is here. Are we going? Indio,
no,
California? We sure aren't.
I'm saving up for one concert in 2024.
Oh?
Until, further notice if my financial situation changes.
Okay.
But it is Kygo.
You're number one.
That's it.
Oh, just
stay tuned.
And we also don't know where or when. Just
no,
a Kygo.
Just him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned.
Wherever it is, I will find somewhere to go. But anywho, Coachella is back.
Coachella's back.
And as always, the brands ran wild with the memes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we got Pepcella, which sent me because Susie Sheep got like second line placement. You know, she was quivering.
She was shaking.
Yeah.
She was on that phone asking where the hell her headlining set
Damn,
is.
Damn, I got it bad. Yeah, and then Grindr did one.
Shout out to Grindr. They really did that with this one.
This one's funny. So the headliners are the Renaissance Visuals, AI Head, I don't know who this is, AI Henry Cavill.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. He played Superman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hot.
And he's in The Witcher and a bunch of other things. Yeah.
Got it. And then the other headliner is Bi Cock.
B-I.
Yeah.
To be clear. Always a winning selection there.
Secondary. I don't like this ranking of people, but they did this, not me. We have Z-Way interviewing Gypsy Rose, Reality Von Tees, Brittany with Knives, Addison Rae.
Yes.
The Chromatica Ball film, and Trisha Paytas. This is funny. This is actually...
They're very dialed in.
I know this is a joke, but... This would sell tickets.
Oh, 100%.
Honestly.
If they would just start listening to gay people, maybe people would start going to Coachella again.
Their users.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be their poll, is asking straights.
Yeah.
Well, in the actual Coachella, we have some exciting headliners. Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey doing the Friday night shows on April 12th and 19th. Tyler, the Creator, doing the Saturdays, April 13th and 20th. And on Sunday's night, we are doing Doja Cat. And at the very end, there's a little note before we get into everybody else. And No Doubt, which...
The comeback.
I have to be honest, I did not see this coming.
No.
Gwen Stefani's being forced to be cool. No relation to cool by Gwen Stefani. The check must have been big, I feel. I don't, because she has no need to do this. This is the thing.
True.
This is a favor, I feel, for somebody, I don't know, for the bandmates maybe, but like.
For her.
She's fine though. She was like getting that The Voice check every other season. Like, I feel like she doesn't need to do anything. Slow clap for her.
Oh, not slow clap.
Let me reintroduce myself.
I want to hear Baby Coachella. Don't Lie. Someone remix that.
So that's a question. Do you think she'll do anything solo?
No.
I don't think so
either.
I don't think she'll do
that.
I watched
maybe like one song to like let the band, you know.
Oh, that could be.
A seg.
It could be fun like to mix in a line or two from like What You Waiting For.
Yeah.
That could be fun. I don't know if you saw this on TikTok. I need a TikTok break in general because this is happening too often now. All of the comments were... What's No Doubt? What does And No Doubt mean? Like, what is that teasing? It was like all these
Oh my God, the new Ariana era.
All these
Rihanna's
Gen Z
coming.
Comments were like, and no doubt about what?
It's fine.
It's fine. We're aging. The wheels of time are moving swiftly. It's just...
How many times do I come on this podcast every week and I'm like, who is that?
Well, yeah, I guess you just did that with Henry Cavill, but... It always hurts a little
bit. We all have blind spots, okay?
We do. But... It's funnier because I think No Doubt trends a lot on TikTok. Like, I think like Spiderwebs and Just a Girl and It's My Life. Like, I feel like those songs do float up still, but maybe I'm wrong. Or
I think her songs do as well.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll learn.
They'll quickly learn.
Learn whether they're there.
I was definitely raised on like Tragic Kingdom, No Doubt. Like, that era of Gwen is definitely part of my childhood. So I am excited about this. She was a cool girl. She just, you know.
Got married.
That man. That man.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of them. It's
fine. It does happen to a lot of them.
I don't need a man to make it happen.
Just kidding.
Well, I'm excited to see what Lana does.
I'm very excited for Lana, but she feels like almost like an obvious tried and true festival girl. Like, of course, Lana's doing this. So that wasn't a surprise at all to me.
I don't know, though. I feel like she doesn't get...
Headline?
I don't know. Yeah. I liked what Phineas wrote on Threads.
Let's do a poll on X about Threads.
Okay. What's your favorite tweet of all time on Threads? I'm kind of becoming a Threads girl.
I need to get back onto Threads. I've been hanging on by a thread.
Now that the copy pasting of like all the platitudes, although I should just lean in and do it too.
You should.
It's just everyone copying the same thing. But Phineas threaded, as a career-long superfan of Lana Del Rey, it brings me so much joy seeing her rightfully and at long last headlining Coachella, a visionary artist who has been dismissed and misunderstood time and time again, emerging victorious, is impossible not to root for.
Wow.
And I was like, he kind of spilled.
But also he literally, she birthed his sister. Billie absolutely is a daughter of Lana. Like the vibe of it, the Lana
Janet
has...
is to Britney what Lana is to Billie.
Lana has many pop daughters, in my opinion. She shifted the sound of radio to be sort of that down-tempo, like moody, whatever vibe. So I'm not surprised that Phineas sings her praises. And I guess I've taken it for granted because I've seen so many videos of Lana doing massive, massive festivals, like I guess in different countries and stuff, that I forgot maybe she's never done headlining Coachella. I'm happy. I love it.
It's very on-brand.
She'll have a great set.
I hope this one streams, by the way.
It should. I don't see why not.
Who was it last year that was like banned streaming?
Wasn't that Frank Ocean or something?
Something. I can't remember. Everything's a blur.
Yeah. But there are a ton of names that, you know, just because they're not on the top line doesn't mean that it's not exciting.
John Summit and Dom Dalla, B2B. If everyone would look back at everything I've been saying, praying, preaching, praying, and saying and praying.
Everyone's just staring at
everyone's
their
app. We get it. I have slowly been converting people into a John Summit stan.
Oh, and that. Well, somebody's got to do it.
He's going to Tahoe.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have a the place, Lake Tahoe. There's a lake called Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. That's awesome.
I have a crush that lives there. It's a long story. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I think that's
the one
probably,
that got away.
Oh. Anyway. I think there's probably a deeper story to that.
Yeah. So I sent it to him and I was like,
And you
listen, let me know if you like
did
it.
Did you just say left on red?
No.
Oh.
He said, I'm going to check it out. Listening now.
Go? Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Stay tuned.
Anyway.
We've got plenty of acts that are pretty exciting that I'm always more excited by the fine print acts, to be honest. It's like they sneak in these names where I'm like, oh my God. And then, yeah. We've got everyone from Peso Pluma to AT's Peggy Goo. Sabrina Carpenter. She's going to be giving us some sort of custom Coachella sign-off that'll be funny and memorable. Tyla. That's exciting. She's going to be doing water. Water in the desert.
Wet.
Gorgon City.
Ugh.
Tinashe. Chloe, Chapel Roan. Oh God, there's so many. We've
That's
got
a good
some
list.
Yeah, Grimes. We've got K-pop love with Le Sserafim. Purple Disco Machine is also going to do a set. Ice Spice. God, there's a ton. Oh, BB Rexha. Let Us Not Forget. Victoria Monet. DJ Snake. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of dance acts, of course. Should be a fun time for the girls in the desert. Oh, Ray. Justice for Ray.
It's such a good list.
It's good.
Well, maybe we can get Sugar Bear Hair to get us in with VIP.
We should take pictures in our chaps in front of the Ferris wheel.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
That would be me in the Ferris wheel.
And then
let's
go
be
viral
honest.
In the Ferris wheel. If you know, you know. Wow. Well, we hope everyone who's going enjoys. I'll be watching that YouTube stream from the air conditioned casual safety and security of my home.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll throw on a pair of chaps.
Yeah. You never know.
Speaking of acts that are performing,
Your
fave got herself in to a little moment this week. Why don't you let everyone know what that is?
I'm about to have a moment. Well,
fucking little towel rat.
Madonna is facing a lawsuit, and I want to get these details correctly so everyone understands the extent of what this lawsuit is about. Two Madonna fans filed a federal lawsuit against Madonna for starting her concert several hours late.
Get a good lawyer.
Claiming they had to wake up early for work the next day. Michael Fellows and Jonathan Haddon wanted to get into the groove and purchase tickets for the show December 13th at Barclays Center, which I also attended, for the record, which is important to this story. According to the lawsuit, the tickets said the performance would be at 8:30, but she didn't take the stage until about 10:45.
She's tired.
I know.
The men claim that by the time they left the venue at 1 a.m., they were stranded due to limited public transportation options and had to pay more to order a rideshare, which was experiencing surge pricing, and they are hung up over the fact that they had to get up early for work the next day. They are claiming against Madonna and Live Nation unconscionable, unfair, and or deceptive trade practices, claiming breach of contract. Representatives for Madonna did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
So I gotta be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
This,
why is this going to be me next week?
It's going to be you filing a lawsuit.
I'm going to join in.
I realize that I am probably in the minority opinion on this. I understand that I am the villain in this and that I don't give a fuck. But I am so sorry. These men are losers. Get a fucking grip. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck if a superstar is late. First of all, she's not the worst offender. The worst offender for me is Grace Jones.
About that one.
Oh, yeah. Grace Jones will be 3 hours late to an event, and I will stay the whole time waiting for her. She's not by far. And I feel like everyone has post-pandemic brain, and they forget that concerts often started late. But now things are a lot more like to schedule than they were in the before times. My whole thing is that is a rock and roll legend. I don't give a fuck when she gets on the stage. I'm having a good time. Literally, Stuart Price is DJing. A legend. Enjoy that. Go walk around, buy a hot dog, go get merch, talk to a friend, suck a dick in the bathroom like a normal person. I just don't get it. I think if you're going to go for a weekday concert, you should prepare for a long night in general. You should think of worst case scenario, the artist is late. I might have to wake up early for work the next day. Maybe take off work because you had a time in advance to do that. I don't know. I'm an asshole. I don't give a fuck. I think I've turned into Lexi Featherston from Sex and the City, which I know you don't know the reference, but basically it's an iconic character who goes on a long rant about how New York is dead and nobody wants to have any fun anymore and everyone's boring.
I think we should have that conversation.
Ultimately, she falls out the window. But, and that's who I've become. Would it be nice if Madonna started on time? Of course. It didn't ruin my, 2 hours did not make or break my experience, which, by the way, I got out. I walked to the subway, I got on, I came to Manhattan, it was fine. I paid the fare like everybody else, I got home immediately like everybody else, in my opinion, it was fine. Also, I think one's from Brooklyn anyway, so it's like, you were already in Brooklyn? I digress. I know, whatever, go ahead.
Okay, no, you spilled. I agree. There is a certain legend status.
It's diva time.
That gives you a pass. Here's my thing, though.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to start late, just list the show late at 10:30.
I know.
Then you're on time, even though you're late.
I know.
And also, too, I think about all the people working.
I know.
Then you could let them come in later. Mm-hmm. Everyone's not sitting there waiting around. You could stay at, you could go get dinner beforehand. You're like, oh, the show's not till 10:30.
Right.
I'm going to have a night.
Yeah.
Just do that. Just bill the show.
I don't disagree. 10:30
p.m.
Yep.
Knowing that you're going to be like 10:45 anyway, that's fine. Then it clears this whole problem up.
I get it. There is a part of me that wonders if the superstars like to have the crowd get real, I don't know, maybe tipsy, like start getting real, like anxious, rant. Like, I don't know if that adds to the yearning that comes when they finally come and there's like a finally thank fucking God they're here. I don't know if that adds to the element of it.
Oh, like last week at the bar when...
To be fair, you did
Showtime
stay...
Showtime starts at 5 minutes, an hour 30 later.
You did stay at hour 30 for a Britney impersonator.
I did.
So,
which, by the way, this, I'm totally sidetracking, but we should shout out Nick Gaga.
Nick Gaga.
We were unexpectedly walked into Balcone here in New York.
Yes.
After recording, had no idea what we were getting into.
At like 8:25 p.m., by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put on a literal Born This Way ball.
The entire Born This Way ball.
It was so good, but
It was so good. Shout out to Nick Gaga. I think I'm like...
I'm of two minds about it.
I'm cagey about it.
But I'm also just like, just build a show at
10:30. I get it. I feel like I need to fight about it because I don't know why, but.
Yeah, because your whole thing is like, hello, are you a Madonna fan or right. Are you not a Madonna fan?
Right. And I understand it's
come
rude.
On, everybody, what? Like, she's always late. Like, when I saw her a decade ago,
yeah.
She went on at like 11:30. Like, this right. is no, you know she's late.
You know she's late.
Yeah.
I just think
we all know
if truly 2 hours is make or break for you, just don't buy the ticket.
Yeah.
Like if you know, and apparently they are longtime fans and know she has a history of this, maybe just don't buy into this situation.
They're just trying to get a refund, in my personal opinion.
I agree.
Allegedly conspiracy theory in my own personal opinion.
I just find the reasoning for the suit absolutely absurd that
yeah.
you have work the next day, and also that there's no ride share or that it's surge or whatever. It was like a Wednesday. If you go to an 11 p.m. showing at a movie theater, you get out at 2 a.m. Like that happens every single day at movie theaters in this city.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
ugh. Also, you spilled. Like they were from Brooklyn. It was in Brooklyn.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, it's
they'll get refunded and probably
they'll
get t-shirt.
Refunded. Like obviously, yes, yeah, she should be on time, and she's a bitch. But
yeah, I mean, I've gone to shows that start at 2 a.m. before.
Right,
but it's like it's billed for 2 a.m. So yeah. I'm like, I know.
I just better not see these men at Horse Meat Disco piling out of a taxi at 6 a.m. going to their office job at 9 a.m.
Oh, wow. Call it out.
Call it out.
Speaking of Horse Meat Disco, I saw a tweet the other day or something on Threads. I don't even know what, that it's called that because Horse Meat Disco.
Oh, and here I thought it was about the ketamine.
That's what I thought too.
I think it has multiple meanings, to be honest.
Wow.
Horse meat disco.
More on ketamine later.
That's a great teaser.
Anyway, oh well. Speaking of concerts,
yes.
And Jamie Lee. Oh,
I just want to say that I.
Sorry.
I know I'm gonna like. Some people are like have like really clapped back at me in my mentions and really been like, "Fuck you."
How
she
dare
should,
she?
This is her job.
What happened to professionalism.
Yes, that is what I've been experiencing, and I say I understand. Just don't go. Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't come. Do not come.
I just think more of like the people working, like
no,
the
that
janitors
part does suck.
And the people who are literally waiting for the show to end to start cleaning up the confetti, like you're screwing them all
well,
over.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it was a lawsuit from a concert worker, I would never drag them. I would be like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Madonna.
Like but, it's not a sports event. Like if you work a sports event where you yeah. know you could go in overtime
yeah.
or like the US Open, those girls are perched. They're
I
like,
get it.
I'm getting paid my overtime.
I get it.
They're going into a fifth set. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know, but that I do understand for sure, and that sucks.
Yeah. Well, someone else who had something to say about concerts this week on the Kelly Clarkson show was Jamie Lee Curtis, and
oh.
she is making a pitch for matinee concerts.
This is one of her crusades.
Yeah.
She has been on this. Yeah.
And Kelly was even co-signing it.
Yeah.
She was like, I would do a 4 p.m., and Jamie Lee was like, no, that's too late. I want to be home by 4 p.m. She's like, Coldplay, what happened? Can we do a 1 p.m.?
Well, once again, we find Trisha Paytas as a pioneer because you went to a 1 p.m. Sunday show, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Like off Broadway, like
you
a YMCA all the way uptown. These gays want to complain about Madonna. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember that vividly. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was like 1 p.m.
on a Sunday.
On
I
a
think.
Sunday. And it was so, I was front row. I was
yeah.
screaming, shaking, Queen of Pop.
That's fine. It doesn't need to be really late at night. Lord knows I'm not trying to be out till 3 a.m. It's just, I feel like the
you have
vibe,
to plan it accordingly.
The vibe is off if you leave a concert at noon and you just, I don't know. What are you going to do? I guess day drink.
It's like leaving
like
brunch.
Bar
at like
hopping.
Two.
Like, I think that could be good for people, but I don't know.
I think there's a market for it.
Yes. For the advanced years community.
Hey, we're going to be there soon.
I know it. I know
Some would say we're already there now.
It does, yeah, it does reflect her, a Madonna's audience, that they're grumpy about the time. It's like, oh, well, that's because the audience
yeah.
is predominantly of a certain age.
Although I will say, Fred Again at Forest Hills, which has the 10 p.m. curfew, so they end at 9:30.
Mm.
That was kind of a slay, because
mm-hmm.
it was like, I was ready to go out after.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh!
Mm-hmm. No, I, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, see you then.
See you then, and apologies if I offended anyone for defending my unapologetic bitch.
Yeah, take that.
Take that.
See you at midnight on Tuesday. I don't even know when I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah. You might go to the celebration tour?
I mean, I feel like it's... I've seen her before.
Yes.
So it's like I've... But, like, it's so iconic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to go.
Well, get but in a like, nap.
It's like $300 to be literally at the top row above the 300s.
Oh, for now. It definitely drops.
Should I wait till day of?
Day of, yeah.
Okay, I'll wait till day of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have work the next morning.
I know. You might want to
prep my lawsuit.
Your kids. You got to send them to school.
Anyway, someone else just dropped a new trailer this week.
Oh?
Whom I don't know.
J-Lo has dropped the movie experience trailer.
Yes. Which is news to everyone who saw it that it is a album visual experience.
Yeah.
Even though I felt like people knew this.
I didn't.
Nobody knew this. Yeah. She created a full movie with Amazon for This Is Me Now. And I'm very passionate about this as well. This is going to be, hopefully, a camp classic in the making.
I was taken back by the level of expensiveness.
From the mind, heart, and soul of Jennifer Lopez. And
what
dreams
did I text you?
Of Jennifer Lopez.
I feel like I'm going to get...
You texted like, why did she kind of eat or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, why was that J-Lo trailer kind of kvunt?
Oh, okay. Oh, fair.
Secret lover.
The heartbeat, that like CGI, like that was expensive. Oh, 3D work.
This is an expensive project for sure.
That on the floor check is being put to use. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, of course. I'm definitely going to watch it. But I feel like people need to come into this with the right mindset of like, this could be potentially so fucking funny and bad that it's amazing.
Which
like,
I would love like, that. If she went camp,
yeah,
I would live for it.
Well, the one video for Can't Get Enough, I don't know if you watched it, but it's part of the video. And that's her making fun of her marriages and stuff. So I feel like that was a good sign. That seemed fun.
It's making more sense now. I thought, because she does movies, as we all know.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I saw the Spotify canvas, listening with Dolby Atmos, I was like, oh, it's another Made in Manhattan or like one of these movies, rom-coms.
Yeah, she made a rom-com for her album.
Which now makes sense.
So,
which is camp.
From what I can tell, this is a Marvel movie about being a sex addict, question mark. Because we see her fucking like a bunch of guys, but not like explicitly, but like making out with guys. And then we see a friend being like, we think you're a sex addict. And she's like, what? And then you see her in like a high school gymnasium standing up and being like, hi, my name is J-Lo. Is that really going to be the theme of this fucking project? But then Ben Affleck, of course, is going to be in this somehow because this is the album about Ben. And there's a ton of guest names. Kim Petras.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Huff. There's a bunch of people.
I'm kind of perched.
I'm obsessed.
Lie.
I feel like...
Because it's so over the top.
It's giving Enough and Made in Manhattan and... Anaconda.
And Hustlers a little bit.
Selena and Hustlers.
Which if you're new to the pod, Hustlers, like you know how I feel about Hustlers. Like honestly, cinematic masterpiece.
The thing is, J-Lo's a great movie star. She
and
has
dancer.
A lane, but her aesthetic is absolutely off the walls, indescribable. Like I could not tell you anything. I have no idea what this project means or is. It's just so that trailer.
Can I will make a pact here.
Uh-oh.
If J-Lo makes any reference to the Love Don't Cost a Thing challenge flopping and plays off of that, I will never make fun of her again because it will be so epic.
She like looks around at an empty beach and she's like, oh.
Yeah.
Maybe so. She also made an appearance at the Abbey in WeHo, I believe it was. Gay bar. There was a drag queen doing J-Lo and then she walks out of the curtain in the middle of it. I mean, people freaked out and she served a little bit of one of her alcohols or whatever at the bar for 15 minutes. She doesn't have the gaze though. She doesn't quite have the gaze because it was silence when Can't Get Enough dropped on the timeline. It's interesting. She's an interesting case.
She just has to like camp it up and be a little funnier.
Yeah.
And it'll get there because she is Kavan.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've heard enough of those behind the scenes blind item stories to know that she certainly is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it. I always love a J-Lo movie.
I was playing around with On the Floor the other day. Do I have it on my phone?
Uh-oh. I'm surprised it wasn't Hypnotico. It goes off. It's like kind of loungy vibes.
Right? It's like loungy, mm-hmm. daytime, sunset vibes meets Kevin.
Yeah.
I was kind of, yeah. Anyway, that beat though, like that chord progression, I did on my keyboard, so I'm really proud of it.
Oh, nice. Anyway. Love that. My prediction, early prediction, is album's going to be just okay. Visual is going to be
Kevin.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will be watching.
We will be.
Speaking of Kevin, shall we segue into a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion? So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Dua Lipa is back with a brand new magazine cover, and it slays.
It does. Rolling Stone. Better one in the UK, I think. Did you see that? There was like the close-up one. Yeah. UK always eats us up with their covers, pretty much always, British Vogue. But yeah, she is flaunting that new, what are we calling this hair? Reddish brown hair?
Dr. Pepper?
Houdini hair? Yes, Dr. Pepper hair. Yes. I really like it on her. I like it. I like this visual for her. Yes, they're teasing album number 3 with this profile story. We get a lot more details about the album, that it's sort of inspired by Massive Attack, I guess, and Britpop, and some interesting names she's throwing around. She was always sort of saying psychedelic at first about this album. I'm intrigued to see what she means as this continues to flesh out. But I feel like I want to talk about the Dua Lipa problem.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she's eating herself up right now. With Barbie. I think this album campaign is suffering because of Dua Lipa, because she's still Dance the Night Away.
Yeah, she's battling the juxtaposition of like her local success and her Kevin success. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
Because I will say, I always like to gauge my brother and his fiance of like what the locals know in terms of pop music.
Yep.
They were living for Dance the Night.
Exactly. And rightfully so.
They'll get to Houdini by like the summer.
Yes. And as she said in the profile, her songs don't necessarily go number one, but they go the distance and they're growers every time. And she's just learned to accept that her songs just do that. So Houdini will have its day. It already has, but it's like it will continue to have it. But I think the problem is, rightfully so, they saw what happened with the Don't Start Now October, November launch into Future Nostalgia 2020, despite the pandemic. That formula worked. So they did it again with Houdini, November, October, November moment. But the problem is, we're in awards season. Barbie was a hit. It's possibly going to be Oscar nominated. At least has been nominated for a bunch of these other big awards. And the locals still eat it up. I just don't think they have time to also do this album campaign right now. Or it's actually just like a missed opportunity to like lean into Dance the Night all the way to the end. The day after the Oscars, launch the next thing, maybe. It's not a bad problem to have, but it...
No, I think that's why we got the new remix this week.
Oh, yes, the new
remix.
Which
we can talk about now. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're extending
it.
Like, this remix is so good, by the way.
Danny L. Harl.
Yes, the Slow Ride mix.
Yes.
So good.
Yes, we love Danny.
I feel like we'll probably get extended Houdini push until... end of February.
Yeah, because I think it recharted in the top 10 in the UK after the holidays again.
Watch me as I go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back.
She's back. She comes, she goes. She also addressed the vacations.
Oh, did she?
She bristled a bit. She was like, yeah, I fucking did an album campaign and toured. Yeah, I'm going to go on vacation. There were a couple. This was maybe her most, not in-depth, but sort of like, they were poking the buttons and being like, what do you think about being perceived as mysterious? And she was a little bothered by that, too. She was just like...
I think it's cool to be mysterious.
She basically was like, I'm not going to really let you in on my personal life to a certain degree. And that's just that, which I... Very Kevin.
Yes, and... I mean, it's true. Like, write about it in your music.
Yeah. We're looking forward to DL3 whenever it comes. But I do think ride the wave because it's here already. Dance the Night is still bopping.
Not a bad problem to have.
Not a bad problem to have.
Well, one problem that you're about to have.
I've got many problems.
Is you are going to have to compliment one of your faves in this next shout out.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I fear, as I said, a serve is a serve, and a serve was served. Coachella headliner Lana Del Rey, tapped by Kim Kardashian for the Skims campaign Valentine's Day edition. And I fear she ate it up. Even though I am staunchly anti Kardashian anything, she did damn good for this.
People really like the Skims.
People love the Skims.
I've heard. Also, knew who else was really great for Skims. And I know this because I saw a gigantic photograph on a bus going to Dunkin' Donuts. Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this cavant just like posing on this huge double-decker bus. And it was like Skims.
Yeah. She's got a lot of the girls doing it at this point. But
not sponsored, but I have heard good things.
To be fair, I believe she sang Young and Beautiful at Kim and Kanye's wedding, like 2014 era. So the relationship's been there. To be fair, this isn't out of the blue necessarily, but by far my favorite is this sort of gothic moment with the arrow going through the heart. Oof. And this is also
it's so her,
but you know, being inside the candy Valentine, these soft like pastel colors, it's great. And to be honest, like in this time where Lana floats between these massive visuals and these iPhone selfie eras, it's cool to see another dolled up era from her, because she gets a little, she phones it in sometimes, and then all of a sudden she does that Interview magazine spread and it's fucking gorgeous, and then she sends in a selfie as her album cover. It's very, she goes with the wind. God, I love it when she does it up big time.
They should have done something to match that sparkle see-through mask that she wore. Remember when she wore the mask that was just like,
that
completely...
was the hardest time. I did log out of Lana from 2020 to 2022 big time.
I would have designed a bra to match.
Oh my God.
Because it would have been like a fucking serve.
Oh my God.
Imagine that little
see-through
sparkle mask.
Sparkle bra, tits out.
Because honestly, I feel like that's what that mask was made for.
Yes.
That was made for like, I'm going to seduce you in the bedroom and I'm going to take this off with, you know, like a good eyeliner.
It would have looked good.
Yeah.
But
just saying.
You know, there's still time.
She's a fashion designer now.
I don't know if we have enough distance from it for her to poke fun or whatever, but she did good for Skims. Good for Kim.
Yeah.
Good for Kim.
Oh, good old Carly Jenner lip canning. Do people know where that's from?
If
you
they
know,
don't,
you know.
Yeah, if they don't, they can't be helped.
Yeah, true. True. Well, also speaking of high fashion, Sweeney Todd Chanteuse, Annalee Ashford, was at the Emmys, styled by Brad Goreski, who used the Meredith Marks Rumors remix on the reel showing off the outfit.
At this point, like the way you've infiltrated pop culture on TikTok is actually crazy.
It's wild.
I see your face pop up so much in the bottom right.
Okay, my favorite thing is the huge close-up of my face.
Yes.
Just circling in the corner. I don't know why. I think it's so funny.
I just saw it, and I didn't even tell you yet.
Is it funny?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought it was so funny. Someone audited my social media the other day, and they were like, because I was like asking for advice, and they were like, why is the photo of your face so big? And I was like, why not? It's funny.
Yes, exactly. It's your brand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught this one. This was on my birthday. Trace Lissette used your audio for her Variety cover shoot.
No. Oh my God, can you text that to me?
Yes, absolutely. Like, legendary trans actress. She was in, actually, she was in Transparent, Hustlers, and Disclosure, but she's in a new movie, Monica, which is getting a lot of fanfare right
Monica,
now.
Monica? She's not who she says she is.
Mm-hmm. I'm sending to you now. But yeah, it's just, she was keep on serving with it.
I saw a lot of comments on the Salt Lake City one saying someone send this to Jennifer Lawrence because she's obsessed.
She lives for Salt Lake City.
So I'm very curious if it ever landed on Jennifer Lawrence's phone.
I can almost guarantee you she's seen at least a video using it for sure. Because she probably stalks Meredith and the girls, which means she would have to see it.
That's so true.
The thing is, she's not a content girly herself.
No, but she consumes.
But she consumes. So that's, I mean, who?
She's like a Billie Eilish.
Her she and Adele in their like, couch watching. Like, Adele might have seen it.
Oh my God. I just want to know.
Cracking up, like, did I make swirling her wine.
Giggle.
Oh no, she's sober now. But yeah, I know, you probably did.
Oh my God. Slay.
Big slay. I know.
I hope that Annalie Ashford gets a Tony for Sweeney Todd, by the way.
Oh yeah, the Tonys are coming too.
I don't know when that happens or like how that works.
Yeah.
But I would like to cast my vote.
Let's become Broadway gays and then get into the institution to be able to vote for who gets a Tony.
Well, when Sunset Boulevard and Burlesque sweep in 2025.
Yep.
Yep. Well, speaking of TikTok, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
Renee Rapp making the waves.
Yeah. This is the week of pissing me off, to be honest.
I am really becoming obsessed with her.
Yeah. I'm cooling.
So it started out, insert clip, Renee Rapp has no idea who Kylie Minogue is.
Yeah, this was a hard one for me, to say the least.
Who played the Green Fairy in Moulin Rouge, the film?
I'm not going to know it because I've only seen it once.
I've also only seen Moulin Rouge once.
And Gallery Rice. I got no
Australian pop star.
Pink is not Australian.
Australian pop star.
Can't get you out of my head.
Hmm?
Kylie Minogue. Thank you. Australian history right there.
Oh, someone's whispering to me off camera that it's Kylie Minogue. Part of me thought Kylie Minogue was British, which is really bad of me. But she's always on Graham Norton.
Is she not European? She's Australian?
She's Australian, but we have adopted her as one of our own.
Okay.
But Renee didn't know who Kylie Minogue was.
Renee!
Whoa.
What the hell?
I don't know who that is. Does she have Prosecco now?
Yes, she Kylie Wines.
Okay, why did somebody...
Why do you know that?
Because I was in London last month and somebody was like, we brought Kylie Minogue Prosecco. And they were like, it's a joke. Who is this queen? Who is this queen? Is she an actor?
Kylie Minogue, you need to get on that. She's like the best. Incredible singer.
I would love her then. Let me get right.
Renee also didn't know who Kylie Minogue was.
Wow, that's actually, that's,
I know that one. Thank you.
Do you not know Padam Padam?
That
Kylie
no.
Minogue?
Padam Padam.
You don't know Spinning Around? Okay, never mind. We'll have a chat later.
We'll talk.
I'll learn my history.
This is criminal.
Except yes and no. I don't really expect, I was actually more disappointed in the gay who also didn't know in that video.
Yes, she cannot be blamed for this.
Right.
The American audience needs to be blamed for their lack of taste in music.
I get that a lot. Like, people don't know who Kylie is in America, especially if you're a 24, what is she, 24, 25 at this point? I don't know. Can't Get You Out of My Head didn't hit for you.
Nope.
So it's the only reason I feel millennial gays who are just sort of vaguely aware of Kylie know her in our age bracket. So I kind of get it. However, maybe we're too chronically online, but like that girl in the cast said, like, Padam, you didn't see Padam? Because I do feel like that hit Gen Z. Like,
it
I
did.
Feel like it grazed the internet. But what do I know? I mean, it's a tough job out here. I'm every day of my life fighting. That was a hard one. But she very iconically did know of Kylie Wine because she said that the staff brought in her, like, Prosecco or Rosé or something. So that's how she knew Kylie Minogue. It's because
I wonder
she knew
if she thought
Kylie
it was
Wine.
Kylie Jenner.
No, she was like, who is this queen? That's what she said. She was like, I don't know who this queen is, but they brought her. She has a wine, right? And the girl was like, yes, but she's also a very famous singer. Oh, I got to look at it. Like, she only knew her from the wine.
I give her props for being real.
She's real. I yes.
And not giving the, like, oh, she is so amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like, the canned, like, I don't want to say anything that could get me,
right.
like.
Although she did qualify. She's like, I'm sure she's a queen.
Yeah. Because she's been on a roll this
week. Yeah, sure. Watch What Happens was a little...
I was cracking up at this.
She called herself ageist.
Yeah, she said that she was ageist. And they were like, wait, what? You? And she's like, yeah.
Andy was truly gagged.
They both were.
Yes.
I think she was She was kidding. They're like, you can't say that. She's like, oh, I know I can.
She was not serious, but also serious, because she said there's a lot of millennial women who are mean to her or something to that effect. So she's ageist towards millennial women.
There's something about Karen that's just so funny to me.
Yes.
She's so funny. And I'm very ageist, but like...
You're ageist?
I am, actually.
You don't like older people?
Are you supposed to say that?
What?
No.
No. Okay, you are ageist. Okay, we gotta dig... Okay, screw the bobbing heads. Happy we gotta dig into this.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a little ageist.
Her. Yes, but I'm obsessed.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, are you ageist towards me?
No, no.
Okay.
No, no. Okay.
Just curious.
Okay.
You just, what, would you, okay.
Okay.
You just look down on older people or don't care for them? You just
don't
care for
them. You don't want them driving on the road.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel like
get
driving,
off the road.
The driving thing has got to go.
Yes. Okay. All right.
No, I just feel like, I don't know. I just was always like the young one in situations.
Right.
And, like millennial women were always like coming for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, shut up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to get older one day.
I fear.
Okay. Yes. No, you don't fear.
Why
you don't fear?
And it just kind of landed poorly, but also.
It was really funny.
The comments will come back, of course, to bite her when she is of a certain age, but.
Yeah, when right some now. Little Gen Alpha watches Mean Girls musical and is like, oh, for her age.
Yeah.
If you know that reference.
That's the thing. The guarantee of life is this is going to come back and slap you in the face because.
But see, I blame society for this. Why are you ageist?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm certainly not, but I do feel like these. Well, I have a problem, obviously, with the generation fake wars that we wage on TikTok and whatever. I don't know why it started. I know that there was a very classic like millennial versus boomers situation about the collapse of the housing market and shit like that.
It
was
and like the internet and work from home culture. Yeah. And
it definitely skipped Gen X. Like I feel like Gen X doesn't get shit, but then millennials get
it. No, because Gen X sounds kavan. So you can't make fun of them because like they have the coolest name.
Yes.
Like Generation X, like the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Like they were cemented from
Gen
that moment.
X is so Kavun.
Yeah.
Millennials, like, ugh.
No, it's annoying just from
it
the name.
It sounds like dated nostalgia at this point.
And it is. We are the BuzzFeed generation.
And Gen Z sounds like a little zippy superhero. It's like, hey, I'm Gen Z. I'm going to get you, you know? But like Gen X is Kavun.
Well, Gen Alpha is storming Sephora at 10 years old and they're coming in and they're terrorizing everyone,
like
asking for drunk elephant.
Yes. Is what Gen Alpha sounds like.
There's so many skits about them, like coming in with like
rats.
Amex Platinum cards demanding drunk elephant and Dior. They're scary. They're scary as fuck. But yeah, the generation wars helped no one. They are not real because every generation thinks their generation is the best generation or whatever. And then,
us.
And then it's all cyclical and so stupid and everyone disappointed the generation before and everyone thinks like, oh, you didn't have it this hard in our day.
And, yeah, it's a blame game and it's like we're all in this together. It's not us versus each other.
I definitely think it
the man.
Distracts us from the greater fight for whatever.
Although I will say, not that I think that millennials are the best generation, but I do think we're extremely interesting and we are the last human generation that grew up without the internet.
Yes, that is a defining thing.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that's born from now moving forward...
With an iPad in their
hand. ...will never know life before.
Yeah. For me, I'm super grateful of that.
Same.
But...
So I think that's a cool perspective that millennials have.
Yeah. I think every generation has, you know, one was the first to have the telephone. One was the first to have color TV. Like, everything's sort of like, I knew life before this thing that changed the entire world.
Telegrams. Yep.
So, I don't know. But I do think she's going to get ate up in a few years when people like circle back about that comment.
It's fine. It's like so not that serious.
It's not serious. It's whatever. It's very stupid. The Kylie one was just like a dig in my soul, but it's also like understandable. However, on that same note, then it got weird because then they were doing memes and they showed a meme of Gaga and Beyonce telephone video and she shows it to the Aaron Samuels actor. Didn't know who it was, let alone what the video was from. And Renee was aghast by this.
You know, Gaga's like, thank God. They don't know what it is. Finally.
But I almost like Renee had an instant taste of what it feels like. Because it's like, What do you mean you don't know telephone?
And that's, there you go.
There's millennial culture.
You don't see it until it happens to tell you. What song is that?
Until it happens to you.
Or did I just make
Gaga?
No.
Oh. According to you?
No, if it happens. I don't know what the fuck I was singing.
Well, in any case, the Aaron it's Samuels true, actor was actually sweating and asked if he was getting canceled because he did not know the telephone video.
Yeah.
Which was pretty bad. How are you in theater, in a gay movie, and whatever? I know he's straight, but like, that's, oof, I don't know.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah, that's what she said to him. She's like,
he
don't
knows
worry,
bad
you're straight.
Romance and toxic.
I'm sure
and that's
he
probably
does.
It.
Yep.
Whatever. Word.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're all just specks on a fucking floating rock and we're going to perish soon. Anyway.
I mean, you spilled a bit. Well, Renee did win back some brownie points with being a Wendy Williams stan.
Oh, yeah. Late breaking news. Yeah.
Because she does not know who Kylie Minogue is.
No.
But she is counting down the days. Yeah. She knows how many days it's been since Wendy has last been seen.
260, she says.
In public.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She must be following one of those updates accounts. About,
yeah.
About Wendy.
Same. I'm following the same one.
Yeah. So she is acutely aware. However, as I said in the Discord, she better watch what she wishes for. Because, I mean, she would love it, obviously. But the way Wendy would talk
who
about Renee.
Is this squirrel? Clap if you know
this Renea
who Renee Rapp is.
she's in the Mean Girls. Anybody care about the remake? Clap if you care.
That's the thing. She didn't get that wrath. So
yeah, she doesn't know yet. Because I do think Wendy would not. If the ages thing bubbled up to Wendy, I wonder how she would cover that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, this Miss Renee.
She would have asked her audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all would have sat there. There would have been one gay in the back clapping. Oh, I miss it so much.
When I was your age, I had respect for my elders.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Wendy Williams, this next segue, I have something that I kind of want to say.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a bold comment. So hear me out. Hear me out.
Ooh.
Because I miss Wendy Williams so much. And obviously, she is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel there is some person who is like the second in line kind of ish.
Mm.
And that person is Trisha Paytas. Shout out to Just Trish, the podcast. But she got a huge booking this week as a guest on Call Her Daddy.
Yes.
Now, Call Her Daddy, this is going to be their highest listened
probably
episode.
Probably.
But Trisha has been teasing this episode. And I loved that she sat down. She was like, yeah, I used to like be such a hater of you because I was so jealous until you invited me on. Literally said it right to her. And I'm just like, it's how blunt
yeah.
and real with no filters she is,
mm-hmm.
is the essence of Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
No, you bring a good point. I mean, obviously she has said she modeled her own podcast after Wendy.
Yes.
Literally look at the mic.
Look at the mic, the logo, the chair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see it. I definitely see it. We'll have to see where it goes because this is the first year, well, 2023 is the first year that she started doing magazine shoots and interviews to that level and people started talking about her on that level. So we'll see where it all goes. But she also had a great, very candid interview and I forget which magazine it was for, but she talked about how it is not worth being a TV star compared to how much she makes. And she said the dollar amounts. As a YouTube star,
yeah,
she's like, I found out how much Wendy made for the week compared to what I do. And it's like, oh.
Because all of that goes into it's a much bigger
yep.
machine
yep.
of people and staff and crew. And
it's so true.
She's doing it in her basement at her house.
Yeah, her husband's like rigging it. It's like, it's all the money's funneling right back to her.
Yeah, late night and like all those things are kind of a...
It's a relic of an older time.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, like the world has shifted to this idea of like, if I just do it myself, I don't have to give it away to all these people.
Yeah.
You know, it's YouTubers and musicians,
us.
Podcasters.
Sitting here in my apartment.
Yep.
But I am excited for this.
Yeah. I mean.
And I just love whenever I watch Trisha, I don't have to put it on 2x speed.
That's true.
Like I watch everything on 1.5. Or 1.75.
Oh, God, that would make me have, like, a panic attack.
Oh, if I listen to someone talk on 1 speed, it sounds like the teacher from
Charlie
Snoopy,
Brown.
Like, you know, which is like, that's what it sounds like to me.
Wow.
Anyway.
I only do that when I need to, like, speed through books, I guess, but...
Oh, yeah, like a 1.3, mm-hmm. an audible.
Yes.
I do like that you can do the increments.
Yes.
Like 1.35.
Yeah.
You know, depends.
About that sweet spot.
I wonder how annoying I sound on 2x speed. Someone's going to speed this up right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I can talk really fast, but I don't because I feel like it's annoying.
I actively try and think of slowing down all the time. Because I find that like, when I watch clips of podcasts, I see how intentionally and clearly and slowly they're talking, and I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm going blah, 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 when I'm on one.
Yeah, it's probably why I have a stutter. The brain works faster than
the tongue.
It's just
became too meta. They're like, we've become self-aware.
Yeah. Well, I will be very slow and intentional in bringing up this next topic.
Oh.
On TikTok Talk, Michaela is in drama again. Have you seen this? I can't.
I saw a glimpse of it, and I chose not to proceed any further.
It's over, like, self-tanner.
It was a gay who, like, sent her $10,000 of product?
No. See, this is where you got mixed up in the disinformation.
I was on the toxic disinformation train.
So, long story short, again, this is not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela commented, said she would review someone's self-tanner line. Didn't get to it.
By the way, and we always have new listeners every time, Michaela is a famous TikTok beauty influencer.
Yes, she's a MUA.
A MUA.
A makeup artist. That's what MUA stands for.
Yes.
MUA. And there's also HMUA, which is hair and makeup artist.
That did not know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she has a very thick, distinctive Boston accent.
Yes. So she commented, said, I will review this. I'll do it tomorrow. Or like said that she was going to get to it. Mm. Never got around to it. Mm. It had been a couple months, which people are saying is not unusual because a tanner, you know, it's affecting your skin. And if you have events, if you have other things that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to experiment with that.
It's something you have to plan and figure out into your schedule. So anywho, she got to another tanner.
Oh.
Reviewed another tanner.
Oh.
And then he put out a video saying that he ordered $10,000 worth of product preparing for her to review, thinking that his business was going to get, like, you know, overloaded. So he wanted to be ready with products. And so he's saying that Michaela cost him $10,000.
No.
But it's like, there was no contract here, sweetie.
There's no contract. It's good of you to be ahead of the game. But that contract, first of all, that product is still good. You could still sell it. It's not like it.
And it went viral.
It went viral. So you probably do have people buying it.
I know. Part of me wonders, and this is a conspiracy theory that I have. I feel like they're friends and may have like been like, let's just make a little scandal and then everyone will buy your product. I don't know.
Maybe. I think he definitely for 3 months was planning this. Yeah. I think he was like, I'm going to make an attack video and it'll go viral for sure if she doesn't review this. That's really fucking dumb.
Know who like spilled on this though? Bethany Frankel.
She commented on this?
She did. Of course she. What doesn't she comment on? She said,
Bethany, why don't you just go ride into the sunset like Countess Luanza?
literally, which is funny because in her video, she like shouted out the free sweat, like shirt that she got. She was like, people send me free stuff all the time, which by the way, this sweater I got, which I was like, oh my God.
3 sales.
But yeah, she said, she was like, when someone sends you a product for free, it's not guaranteed that they're going to.
Of course not.
Because they could give you a bad review, too.
That's true, too.
And if there's no contract, she doesn't owe you, like, you know? And she was saying, she's like, you have a pipeline as an influencer. And I don't know. But she did kind of spill.
No, she did. I think, again, it's good business to have product on hand if you think it's going to sell out. But there's no guarantee there.
No. Could you imagine if I, like, DM'd Michaela to her 20-something million followers that she has. I was like, hey, can you give a shout out to Legends Only?
I have 10,000 sweaters waiting.
No.
Well, but did she agree? She said she's going to try it out.
She said she would get to it. Or was like, I will review it. Which is like, again, like,
I would be
disappointed. It's like me when I say I will watch Moulin Rouge. It might take me 6 months, but I will get to it. It's like that.
I basically think he did everything right except for getting angry. Like,
it's so messy.
It is messy. Wow. Wow, Bethany, wow.
Over bronzer. And look, we're promoting it now.
Ugh, that's so true.
Whatever. I've never self-tanned in my life.
I mean, that reminds me of the Keith Lee effect, which that is a whole other beast. Which,
oh, yeah.
And I love him. I love watching his videos and his reviews. But my God, you know, you have to be ready in your restaurant if it's a good review the next day, because he will blow your spot up big time. But it's usually, you know, people who are kind and waiting. If you don't know, Keith Lee is a famous food, well, turned into a famous food critic on TikTok, just giving very like straightforward reviews of food in places that he feels there's no business and he doesn't understand why, because the food's good usually is the case. So he mentions it the next day. The restaurant gets like, fucking smashed. And he often blesses families who are going through something or something to that nature.
Oh, the one that he did recently where the husband had passed away.
I can't. And he ended up showing up and waiting in line like everybody else for 4 hours and taking pictures of people. I think he's a great guy personally.
But, same.
You know, so to that
point. And he gets a lot of shit too. I'm like,
he gets a lot of shit. Because then also like he came to New York and he kind of didn't get the best experience.
Oh.
Salmon chopped cheese. A salmon chopped cheese. But again, that isn't really his fault. He was just sort of led astray as to like the places he should try.
Mom's.
Go to Mom's Diner. Yes. Oof, that was rough. But yeah, he gets way too much shit for the good that he does. But that's kind of universal on the internet. Anyway, you got to prepare when a big influencer shouts out your shit sometimes.
Right.
Sorry to that man who has just a ton of Tanner in his closet. I don't know how long Tanner lasts. Like, maybe if it's 3 years or something, like, who cares? You're going to just sell it at markets and...
Yeah, I don't really understand that.
Yeah, this is
upsetting. I tried it once in high school.
Yeah, I do tinted moisturizer now, but the self-tanning in the booth, that's too scary for me.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have lines.
I get sunburned sitting at my computer. I don't need to sit in a...
Oh, no, I mean like the spray at you in the booth.
Oh.
The tanning salon that does this fake spray at you. That, like, Lindsay would get that, right? They would spray that shit.
Yeah.
I know it wouldn't go well for me at all.
It was like so cool though. Like, it was the girls so who cool. did that. Like, I wanted to do that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I sit here as if I didn't dye my hair auburn when Lindsay Lohan did.
Exactly. She was a big tanning influencer at that time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I do the tinted. Not sponsored, but that's the one I really want. I want the La Roche-Posay sponsorship for myself, and that's the one I'll never secure.
Oh, their stuff is good. Yeah. Wearing it right now.
Yeah. Well, one day.
Hey.
Someone clip this and send it to them.
Yeah, literally.
I just feel like if I'm
their
going to like...
acne wash. Phenomenal.
If I'm going to shout out shit, it should be something I actually use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where have we gone?
Well, anyway, before we get into the new music of the week... If you love the pod and would like to give us a 5-star review here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening, if you want to give us a follow, give us a little review. It would really help us out. We would very much appreciate it. And shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon. After the show, every show, we have an after show that you can get on Patreon if you are a legend or an icon. And if you are an icon, we have our next live chat this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Discord, or you can listen to the replay at any time on the Patreon app. So if you would like to support us and support the pod, you can go to patreon.com/legends. For dozens of bonus content and more. And join our Discord community. Shout out to the girls.
Shout out to the girls.
The girls.
I forgot to mention, those were the ones who filed the lawsuit against Madonna.
Wait, they're in our Patreon?
No.
Oh, my God, let's get them on.
The Dolly and Shelly.
Shelby and Dolly.
Shout out to, I think his name's Adam on Twitter, X, who posted the meme, and they were like, I have no proof, but I think these are the two gays who sued Madonna.
I could see it happening, honestly.
Think of the girls.
Oh my God, imagine if they were like two of our Patreon supporters.
They probably are.
I would have been like, welcome to the pod. Come on, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Give your opening statements.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon. Thank you guys for the continued support over there. The after show will be after the show. Because we're starting to put exclusives in the after show now.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who DM'd me?
Boom!
I hope you keep on serving cunt.
Stay okay. tuned.
Not just once, but twice.
Oh my God.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
Good luck with your DMs.
And I'm going to let you guys know all about it because I'm actually like really excited.
Everyone's perched. They just spilled their Stanley Cup all over their lap.
Oh my God. Finally.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
Also, shout out to Andrea for that clip.
Oh, yeah.
For the cameo that she got for so Plastic. Good. Shout out to Plastic. Fucking bop. Better than what a lot of these girls are doing.
Amen.
And speaking of new music, oh, I did another remix this week.
That's right.
My Yes And mix.
The T. Kyle mix.
Ariana put the acapella on YouTube, and so I said, okay, I feel like that's...
Ariana put the acapella instrumental slowed down, sped up.
Extended
instrumental. She put a few of those up.
She did.
Yeah. It's easier for you.
It is.
It lets you splice and dice perfectly.
It does.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
She put that official one up. I deleted the bootleg one out of my project file and replaced all the little buts.
And that's intentional.
Yeah.
She wants you to play with it.
I have to say.
She wants you to touch it.
The one part where she's like, your business is yours and mine is mine. Mm. There is this like really subtle vocal if you listen to it. Mm-hmm. And it's all these like, I said there were little rats clawing. And like, it's mine. It's so like that I would use Dolby Atmos for.
Yeah.
Because they were like literally like all like little.
All around.
It's so smart though.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. They're like clawing to get at her. And so in my remix, I wanted to, boosted the hertz of that part. So it's a little louder
you can hear that
in my
more.
Mix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. I didn't really change the song a whole lot because I want, you know, people to be able to vibe to it. But everyone keeps telling me that it sounds like it's in a K-hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unfamiliar with that feeling.
Yes. Oh, I saw that exchange. You didn't know what that meant at first.
No, it wasn't just one person, too. It was multiple people.
Yeah.
They were like, this sounds like I'm in a K-hole.
Yeah. So that's ketamine.
Right. But like, why a hole?
It's like when you go into like a trance that has been brought upon by the drug and you're sort of like sucked into... It's kind of like...
Is it a bad thing?
Well, for some people, I suppose it could be.
Got it. I have not experienced that. Can't say that I'm curious. Do dare.
I don't think it would go
well
for you.
I wasn't an e-hole, though.
What?
Oh, is that something bad?
Ecstasy?
No.
Oh.
I took an edible.
An e-hole?
Yeah. No. I don't know what the fuck these kids are saying anymore.
I don't know if that's really a...
I took an edible and I made
There's not
this.
Really an...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You were just edibled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think that is like obvious, but...
Let me give you a definition. K-hole is the feeling of getting high enough dose of ketamine to experience a state of dissociation. This intense detachment from reality is often a consequence of accidental overconsumption of ketamine. However, some consciously seek it out as they find the effects to be quite pleasurable and enlightening.
Well, I don't need K to... Disassociate.
Be okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
I can do that just fine on my own.
Trauma hole.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's on YouTube and SoundCloud. I'm just really proud of myself because I did that in 2 days.
That's very impressive. A quick turnaround for these remixes.
I popped that edible.
You take that 1%.
I sat there.
Edible.
And I was like...
Well, I think you really turned it out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A darker Cavanti.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the
after hours.
Yeah, it's an after hours.
While you're in a K-hole.
So Ariana, or if anyone listening would like to send it, if you like it, Yes And After Hours extended cut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do an extended version. I'll slow it down. I'll speed it up. Anyway, what else is new this week? Allie X.
She's coming for your gig, girl.
Off with her tits. So
She's
many people
coming
have sent
for
this
you.
To me. So many people have sent this to me.
Yes, Allie X is back with a new single called Off With Her Tits. And you do have to wonder if those tits have been down a chimney.
Well, hopefully they get to come down the chimney before you off them.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, this is a new song from her upcoming album, Girl With No Face. And she says it's an upbeat, borderline ridiculous satirization of particularly agonizing thoughts that never give me a break. I decided to parody them for some relief. Some may label it a body negative anthem. The Brits may think I'm simply off my tits. The one thing I know for sure is that it goes hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the saying off my tits.
Yes.
For like being like 10 sheets to the wind.
Yes.
Like, oh, she's drunk off her tits.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The artwork though. Very cool. So creepy, but like cool.
Yeah, it's kind of giving Marilyn Manson, kind of giving, I don't know, spooky vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into it. Into the Alley X. Well, I have some picks as well that I'd definitely like to shout out. We've also got Shy Girl announcing the Club Shy EP coming in February, which I cannot wait for.
Perched.
It's going to be a front-to-back press play banger of an album. There's still more collabs we haven't heard yet, including S.G. Lewis, Empress Of, and we've got a new song from the EP called Tell Me with Boys Noize. I mean, the whole album is perfect. It's like late 90s, early 2000s, club beats, sensual vocals, pure club anthem vibes. So
dance is back.
Dance is back. Shy Girl's killing it.
I mean, we already talked about the Dua song, but I forgot to mention it earlier. There was an EDM blog that I follow, and I mean, they never cover like the pop girlies, and they wrote about Dua's next album, rumored to have D&B, which is drum and bass, and UK garage on it.
Okay,
which is like 140 BPM, D&B, techno. I feel like
I could see that. If she's referencing Brit pop and she's maybe going back to some British isms in general, I could see her hitting the drum and bass vibes on this album. That would be cool.
Yeah, but the Shy Girl EP, oh, I'm so ready for it.
Very ready. Very excited. Give it a listen if you haven't yet. I highly recommend it. Shy Girl's very dependable. She kind of also reminds me of, who's the Canadian we really liked? TRJ? TDJ?
Oh, yeah.
TDJ.
Yeah.
Really into that as well. So, trance, club.
I also love that everyone has such a cool name.
I know. Shy Girl is good. She's not so shy.
She might be shy, but then her alter ego is like...
Yeah, that's true.
I'm Kavant.
Right.
You know?
She's not allowing the... whatchamacallit that RuPaul always says? The...
Oh, the inner saboteur.
Inner saboteur.
The inner shy girl.
Somebody should be DJ inner saboteur.
I'm sure there is.
I should be DJ inner saboteur.
What's stopping you?
I know.
Your inner saboteur is stopping you.
Literally, it's a great name and it's perfect. It's exactly what I'm experiencing at all times. DJ inner saboteur.
Wait. What if a drag name? Saboteur.
We need to make this happen.
Look at
somebody's
that.
Someone's
writing it down right now. Go ahead.
Go off.
That's a sleigh.
That really is a sleigh.
In a K-hole. Oh my God.
That's it.
There has to be someone named that already.
Yeah, there's definitely like a K-A-Y hole.
In a lawsuit and performing React. Wet by Nicole Scherzinger. Oh God. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started.
Activating a side of my brain that is like.
And I'd also like to give it out a shout out. I haven't mentioned her enough. She's in my top 10 albums of 2023. Miss Lali from Argentina is kicking off the year with a new duet with, now I don't know how to pronounce, I think it's Tazeta. She's a Spanish rapper, openly queer rapper. Lali's openly bisexual. And together they came together for a very lesbian duet.
Hot.
Very hot. Called A Oscuras. And it's basically about like hooking up after hours. And it's very dirty and horny, and they talk about eating out. So we love to see
God.
It. And the music video.
Inside out.
The music video I kind of described as like if Brittany and Tinashe had that mansion party, but they ignored Sam and just danced and made out with each other instead.
In a K-hole.
In a K-hole. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
But yeah, Lali is one of my faves, and I'm so glad that she's continuing to blow up. So we're going to keep on seeing what she's serving.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Or just read it?
No, I can speak it.
Oh, slay. How do you say slay in Spanish?
Matar. Well, I mean, that's not really... Slay in Spanish would be like a...
Oh, like murder?
Yeah, like just like... Yeah, that's like the literal...
Yeah.
Like murder. But...
I haven't started my French Duolingo yet.
you're going to do it in time to get when you get to France.
Yeah, I've started watching YouTube videos.
I'm trying to think of like what's the equivalent, because there's plenty of things to shout, but it's not really like, yeah, there's not really like a one-to-one translation.
I do not slay. I do not kill people. No, I do not slay. Well, I have some tracks that I would like to shout out. First up is from Artie, the song Favorite Sound. Artie is so good. Obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
But then probably this is my second favorite song of the week. Did you hear this one? The Above and Beyond remix.
Oh, Sirens of the Sea. We love.
Okay,
I didn't hear it yet.
There is an artist. His name is Marsh. And I feel like we've talked about him at some point.
I think so.
In the past 2 years. He makes melodic deep house. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe. And he is part of the Above and Beyond verse of music. The Anjuna Deep realm. And he did a remix of Sirens of the Sea. And it is so... I want to be in a K-hole listening to this.
Really pushing the K-hole.
Should I try a K-hole?
No.
It would have to be a Patreon exclusive.
You're not going to try ketamine.
I don't think I... No.
No.
I'm not interested in that.
No, I think that's not going to be the next move for you.
I am literally that meme of Meredith Marks that I posted earlier where she's like, I have never done ketamine. I do not do hard drugs. Just a little weed.
Or maybe you do, and we'll discover new talents. Maybe you're the one who can also speak Spanish after you take it.
Yeah, I don't... Edibles is like, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
I think that'll
nope,
be it
I'm
for
not,
you.
I'm not, you know, hating on any... Do what you want to do as long as you're not hurting anyone else.
Of course. I just don't know if that would really be your kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
One of my kinds. But then, the encore of the week. Whatever.
Speaking of Spanish... Kinda.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop. Slay!
This is all about you.
Oh my God. The joy that I felt in my soul when this dropped.
So Kygo is like literally your number one.
Kind of.
So this was like...
I should say that nothing makes me feel happier than listening to Kygo music.
Then this, yeah, I feel like people don't realize how much this was anticipated for you.
Yeah. Well, because I, for the longest time, I'd never really talked about my like EDM side because like no one cared.
Right.
And now you're going to care.
Well, this has been doing huge numbers already. I
good.
Will say.
Yeah. The thing is, it sounds a bit dated-ish because it's like, but it's like his sound. It just feels a little bit more robust. Like his production's more robust. There's a more of an orchestral build that he has now. I don't really know how to describe it.
By the way, we're talking about Ava Max and Kygo's song, Whatever, which interpolates Shakira, Whenever, Wherever.
Yeah.
I would say it's the closest to It Ain't Me with Selena Gomez. I feel like that's the one that...
Yeah, this is her sister.
This is definitely her sister. And yeah, it interpolates Shakira. So Shakira is getting that check. It's going directly to the government of Spain
the IRS.
For the taxes.
Allegedly.
Get a good
and also,
lawyer.
Gloria Estefan, I completely either forgot or did not know that she was a big part of Shakira's crossover into the English market. We had a great discussion on Discord. Found out that Mr. Estefan was instrumental in bringing her over to the crossover. And that Gloria co-wrote on like a bunch of tracks or did like English
Slay.
Translation. She's like very legendary and I feel like super underrated. She's been involved in so much, but that's a whole other story. We're getting...
I know there's so many legends
there
who like
are.
Need more flowers.
Yes, but yeah. So this is flowers on top of flowers on top of flowers. But yeah, this is a, you know, interpolation nation grows by the day. I got some DMs that were asking me about this because... They were like, is this only Ava's thing now? And it's not, but it definitely is a lane that she's really going down. Like, she obviously makes original music, too. She's really about those interpolations.
Yeah.
You know, not every song on Diamonds and Dance Floors is an interpolation, of course.
And it's almost like not kind of like the duo problem. the AFA problem is not a bad problem to have either if you think about it.
Oh, that diss, that was actually the highest compliment in the Discord. That was like, if she's not careful, she's going to become Gen Z's answer to Cascada. And you were like, I hope.
Yeah, I said, and that would be a blessing.
Yeah. I know.
Because Cascada was the same thing. Like, yeah. Her music was all like the same four on the floor.
Like remakes in Four to the Floor.
In the same key.
Mm-hmm.
And you could mix any song into any other song.
Yeah.
And that was like what made it so great and catchy.
Oh my God. The way that they would all sound the same, but it was like perfect.
Yeah. You could just blend them all into each other.
Yes.
But yeah, it is kind of her thing. But I'm also like, when she gets this check from the streaming numbers,
yeah.
It's going to be worth it.
And we forget Cascada's Every Time We Touch is also an interpolation of another song from like the 90s. Mm-hmm.
And then the inner version that came out last week, which I'm still on heavy rotation.
It's all very cyclical and interpolations can go off. I actually think this song was surprising in full because it turned out to be more It Ain't Me with how it's constructed. Than,
it's a little folky. Like it.
Yeah.
Know who it reminds me of. Mm. And for any of my girls out there who get it, because I don't really talk about this a lot, this song is the influence of Avicii. In this song is so strong. And I don't want to like, I don't know if I'm going to post this mashup or not, but Wake Me Up by Avicii goes perfectly over that. Like there may be voice memos of me singing it that will never see the light of day. But if you can sing Wake Me Up by Avicii over the song and it's the same like vibe. And obviously Kygo has cited him as an inspiration.
Well,
multiple
if you don't
times,
make the mix, somebody else will, so you might have to.
Honestly, probably one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my life as a human being on this planet was the moment that Kygo dropped Levels by Avicii at Madison Square Garden. Was unlike anything. I like literally levitated. Might have been the Truly, but whatever. I need to go to the Avicii experience in Stockholm.
Yeah.
I'm just not prepared because it's like, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. I do think that feels like your pilgrimage that needs to happen.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, I can't, you witnessed the one night we were at
I know it. I know how much these artists mean to you.
It was at therapy, wasn't it? And they started playing Levels.
Oh yeah.
And I started crying on the dance floor. So embarrassing. So we're even.
Please, we're definitely even. Like, the amount of times I've cried on dance floor because of men.
Too soon.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever cried because of a song. It was always just like, he stopped looking at me.
He's making out with another guy.
Crying while making out with somebody else.
It's so fitting, though.
It's very fitting.
Anyway. To make a long fucking story short, this is a bop.
So you are pleased.
Oh, are you kidding me?
With your guy and your girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing, by the way, to anyone listening, because I know that there are like, people in the shadows that listen that are like in places, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Do not spoil anything for me.
Oh.
At all. Cause I feel like you know something that I don't know with Kai. Do you know anything about this album?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I've sent some emails on your behalf, but I don't know anything.
Okay, nobody spoil me.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a pop record. I cannot confirm this. I don't want spoilers, is my point, because when he posted the little cloud teaser sitting at the piano, I was like literally shaking and crying.
Okay.
And that feeling is so hard to come by these days.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to protect my peace.
I support it.
Yeah.
I support it.
Like you with Girls Aloud.
Yeah, it's the same.
When they were like leading up to it.
Yes.
You know that it's like, it's butterflies that you get. You're like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah. We all have our artists that we still, that just give us that buzz.
Yeah. Someone feels that way about Can't Get Enough. It's true though. Everyone feels.
I dated a J lover once. It was
really well,
briefly, but yeah.
Oh, was that the reason why?
No.
Oh,
right. I could get enough. Like, to be honest, I got
go
enough.
Harder. We can get on the floor.
Yeah, but no, it's true. Everybody's got their somebody that they stan.
Yeah,
that does that for them.
So no spoilers, please.
And I will say that Ava looked gorgeous in the video.
Ah, it's so good.
Now I do wonder how this affects her. You know, is she going to collab with him more? Is he going to produce her album, or if it's a one-off? You never know.
I think he's going to do, because It Ain't Me was followed by the Ellie song.
Oh yeah,
and more of those like pop records.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's, oh my God, who's going to be next? There has to be another Queen of Pop next.
BB feels like an obvious answer. BB, Rita.
Ooh, well, truly he's done the Carry On.
Oh, that's true.
Bop.
The Albanian block.
She the Pikachu to... song. Oh my God, yeah. We need BB. Also, he needs to tap back into the, I have ideas.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well.
His legend slot of like Hot Stuff and Higher Love.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a Mariah song in there. I'm not going to say which one I think he should do.
Okay.
But I would add that into the legend slot.
You have ideas.
Because that's a collection.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the legend collection. There's the Queens of Pop collection. Also, the one single cover that they were using as promo was giving PCD album cover vibes, photoshopped together, which I was giggling at.
With them together, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shadow was like not, you can always, it's the shadowing.
Well, a lot of these dance pop collaborations do the fake photos together.
Yeah.
I get them all the time for them. And it's always like, just get them in the same room, please. Like, can we just do that? But.
Global lighting effect.
Photoshop. Get the lighting on us, yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, I'm happy that you're satisfied because this is your king.
Going to be my number one most played at the end of the year. Saying it now. Don't want to hear about it later.
Just noting that for now.
Yeah.
And I have a song that will likely be my most played coming out next month, I think. Are we talking about the after show?
Actually, the new Heidi Montag song that she's teasing?
That too.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we have a lot more to discuss. There's a lot incoming.
There is.
And we are going to be discussing those in the after show,
mm-hmm.
as well as exposing the Luann de Lesseps.
Receipts. Screenshots.
It's actually really, Brad doesn't even know
this. I don't even
know.
It's going to be a late-breaking reveal. Live. Yeah. And we'll do it live.
But yeah, our after show is over on Patreon every week after the show, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And until next week, Thursday is the Icon live chat. You are also hosting Well Yes! On
That's
Friday
right.
night.
Shout out to DJ John Ali. We are doing it's his party, Well Yes, but he's invited me back as a host. So swing on by if you've not yet come by. It's a cool, chill vibe.
It is. Well, yes, and...
Yeah, the No Bar in at the Standard downtown. So, Well, Yes. You can see I post the flyers and stuff on social media.
Yeah, check out our socials.
Yeah, hit us up on MySpace.
And until next week...
We will...
See you...
Soon.
Whenever.
Wherever.
Slay!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.